the Red River Farm Network is at the Egg Country Marketing Day here in Fargo, and having the chance to sit down and visit with CEO Mark Knisley. And Mark, thanks for joining me today.
Well, thank you, Megan, for being here, and thank the Red River Farm Network for being a sponsor of today's event as well.
A number of topics on the agenda for today. Tell me a little bit more about why we chose to talk about what we are going to talk about today.
You know, we think agriculture is facing a pretty stiff headwind right now, and doing whatever we can as a farmer-owned cooperative to provide access to the caliber of speakers that we bring together for Egg Country Marketing Day, I think, is just one of our ways to pay back to our customers and those that our agriculture in our neck of the woods. So finding out about the Farm Bill, understanding what's important around making sure that we're always open to reinventing ourselves and our industry and our business and the strategic thinking that goes into that, as well as getting some direct marketing advice, are always good topics to have at these events. Just as importantly, this year, you know, we're starting to see a fair amount of stress in some sectors of agriculture, areas of the country that we serve that maybe haven't had those outstanding yields, or some of our animal protein sectors like dairy have really been dealing with a lot of red ink lately, and we can just feel that stress level going up out in the countryside. So this year, which is a little unique, we actually added a speaker around mental health and stress management and making sure that we're doing all we can to draw attention to that and hopefully remove any stigmas that are out there around mental health and mental illness, because it's a problem and something that we all need to be aware of and deal with.
You had the opportunity to visit Washington, D.C. last week and reflect on some of these scenarios with fellow farm credit professionals. And so if you had to provide one big takeaway from that discussion, what would that be?
I think there is a tremendous amount of interest around mental health and kind of the stress that producers are under right now. You know, when we were there, we were really there to raise awareness around the ag issues and some of the headwinds that producers are facing. I think I described it at one point as kind of like being at a tipping point where, you know, those people that have had opportunities to really capture some good yields and kind of be above those average yields have been able to weather the storm pretty well. Those that haven't have really kind of slipped below the waterline a little bit. And making sure that we're doing all we can to raise that awareness with policymakers. You know, I think we want to always be in a no surprises kind of mindset when we're dealing with public officials and policymakers, and making them aware of kind of what's out there around the corner if things don't improve. And all the obstacles we keep throwing out there from agriculture, whether it's closing, you know, county FSA offices and the headaches that's caused, or the issues that the trade war has been having on our soybean producers. So I think we, you know, I really feel good that we were able to meet with the White House Economics Council. We were able to meet directly with Secretary Perdue and his chief of staff, and then meet with the House and Senate Ag Committee staff as well. So, I mean, kind of making sure we're getting that broad message out and letting them know what's happening in rural America with their constituents.
So how does the government shutdown play into all this? I know we're entering day 30-plus. It not only is impacting the farmers themselves, we are getting some relief with some of these credit lines being able to open up temporarily through FSA, but how is this going to impact what goes on this spring in your line of work?
Well, and agriculture is an ongoing business, so we can't just shut it down and restart it again. I mean, spring is coming, and really this window between harvest and spring planting is critical for producers and farmers and ranchers as they begin to plan for 2019 and the spring planting season. So, you know, just a whole host of things that I don't think people even really thought about when the government shutdown happened. But, you know, if FSA happens to have their name on a cattle check or a grain check because of their financing those parts of the business, and not being able to have them be able to sign off on that even is really capturing money. The market facilitation payments and what that means in terms of cash flow, being able to get loans on some of these commodities because we weren't able to get them transported out of parts of our territory with the trade issues that were out there. So it's just the day-to-day stuff, and a lot of that planning takes place between harvest, which was extended this year anyway because of the weather, and then spring planting. And we need that window, and every day that checks off, makes it that much tougher. I think the president and clearly Secretary Perdue understand the stress that that's putting on producers. The activity and the actions that Secretary Perdue has taken recently hopefully reflect some of the messages that we were conveying when we were in D.C., but he clearly understands the importance of getting those offices open again.
Big picture-wise, for the farmers and ranchers that you serve in your territories, where are we sitting in 2019?
Well, I sound like a broken record, but it really gets down to understanding the costs of your operation and making sure you know what your break-evens are so that you can take advantage of marketing opportunities. You know, even as tough as the commodity markets were in the fall of 2018, there were some pretty good opportunities to lock in some decent prices earlier in the cycle. So, you know, when you know what your break-evens are and you know what you need to get out of the market, I think you're more active and you can be more intentional about capturing those benefits when they're there. So I know I sound like a broken record, but I think that's kind of the key. And then doing what you can to manage those costs, because farmers and agriculture in general is a very unique business in that you really aren't ever able to dictate the price that you get for your commodities. So you're in a commodity business, so what you can really control is the cost aspect of that. And, you know, as a lender, making sure that we're doing all we can to keep our costs down as well so that we can offer a good, low, effective interest rate and do what we can. And, you know, even the cash patronage announcement that we made a couple of weeks ago of returning $42.5 million of cash patronage to our eligible patrons, that's a big boost back into that economy. So,